I was living like a hermit in my den, tracking millions made by other crafty men. Pushing paper with my pen, filing reams of stock reports. I was nesting like a hen, buying gadgets of all sorts. I had every gizmo, widget, and device, every single last convenience at twice the price. My inbox read my mail, filed the papers on a shelf. It cross-referenced correspondence, even answered it itself. In this wind-up world, my television moved beyond 3D. It inhabited four walls for me to see. All of New York at my feet, Ecuador and Timbuktu. It was such a daily treat walking through the London Zoo. In this wind-up world, once a week my hat had neatly cut my hair, and my derriere massaged by my armchair. But I really must confess that I trembled with slight fear, for it seemed a bit excess for my muffs to clean my ears. Why this wind-up world? It felt like I was losing all control. For my house had taken over as a whole. Then one morning, here's the truth, after flossing all my teeth, my brush was most uncouth, pulled my molar from its sheath. Oh! Can't stand this wind-up world.